It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
You know, most of the time when people email us for advice, I'm really hesitant because I don't think that they've come to the right place. Oh, we don't know much about anything.
Absolutely
but
true.
Today's Awkward Tuesday phone call, I think Tiffany, who's on the phone right now, actually came to the right place because she has a question about cheating, and we are a room full of experienced cheaters.
No, I've never cheated.
We can really help her out here. Tiffany, how you doing?
I'm okay.
Oh, man. Oh. You either sound sad or guilt-ridden. I'm not sure which.
I'm bummed out.
Bummed out. Okay, well, at least you should be happy knowing that you did come to the right place. Now, your email said that you met your boyfriend online and you guys have been exclusive for 2 months?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And you're thinking about cheating on him, and I want to tell you, go ahead and do it.
Please, no.
Dude, you're already thinking.
No.
You're cheating on him?
No. I think he's cheating on me.
Oh.
I knew he was kidding.
I'm like, that is quite the question. I think you should probably not be in the relationship then. But
so why don't you tell us your problem, Tiffany?
Okay, well, I've been going out with my boyfriend, Philip, for about 2 months. Mm-hmm. And the other day, I was just wondering if his dating profile was still active.
You make that sound really random. Is there a reason why you started thinking about that?
I don't know. I just, when we became exclusive, I took my dating profile down, so I just wanted to know if he did the same.
Okay.
Okay.
So since your dating profile was down, how were you able to check?
I set up a fake profile.
Duh. Oh, I mean, how else would you do it, Jubal?
I should have known.
A pretty dumb question, in my opinion.
Yeah, sorry.
You couldn't ask?
All right, so you set up a fake profile, and because you're on the phone with us now, I'm guessing that he's still on that site?
Yeah, he's still on the site, and I reached out to him.
Oh, you wait. Hold on. You took it a step further and actually contacted him as your fake person?
Yeah, I wasn't going to, but then I saw his profile, so I was like, yeah, I got to test him out.
Why wouldn't you just go talk to him immediately about it instead? I mean, maybe there was a reason he hadn't taken it down yet.
Well, I was in too deep. I had to find out.
Okay, I see.
Yeah, now there's no turning back, yeah. Right?
Plus, what good reason is there? Like,
I mean, maybe he just forgot about it. Right. I was just curious. I just needed to know.
So what did you write him as your fake self?
I just wrote him a message like, hey, you're really cute. Do you want to hang out sometime?
Okay, and how did he respond? Or did he respond?
Well, he didn't respond for a couple days. And then he just responded with a smiley face emoji.
Oh.
Okay. Okay, but it wasn't a winky face. It was just smiley face.
Yeah.
Just a smiley face. And I was like, I don't know what this means.
I feel like that's a thank you.
Yeah.
Winky face means like I'm up to something. Let's meet up. Smiley face means, yeah, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
An eggplant means, yes, let's absolutely meet up. So you got the smiley face back. And how do you feel about that?
I don't know. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, does it mean yes? Is that a yes? Is he trying to be flirty? Like, I have so many questions.
The one thing we do know that it means is that he's still active on his dating profile.
Yeah, because he checked it. That's true.
Yeah, exactly.
So even if he is just being friendly, he's still checking and responding to people.
Yeah, and that's why I want to put him to the test with an Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Whoa!
And what do you mean put him to the test? Like, what do you want to do? Just ask him about it?
No, I want Brooke to call him and pretend to be the girl from the profile made up.
Oh, this is so cool. I love this.
Okay.
I hate this idea.
Brooke, you can flirt.
You can do it. I need your help.
Oh, man. But why can't we just call him and ask him what his intentions are and be honest and upfront about things?
No, that's not fun.
I don't want to do it this way necessarily, but this is the only option I have. Like, I need to know if he's meeting up with other girls.
Or have Jubal.
God, everyone's going to make fun of my flirting abilities, too.
Why do you want Brooke to do it, Tiffany? Why can't one of your friends do it?
He knows my friends, and he'll recognize them, and he'll see right through it.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Man.
Brooke's in the middle. And she's on a
God, tab. I've never been so nervous to flirt with anybody in my life. What do you want me to ask him?
Just ask him, like, if he wants to go out.
What was the name of the profile that you made up? Because you wanted to be that same girl that hit him up?
Yeah, it was Tracy.
So I'm Tracy now.
Okay, so Brooke's going to be Tracy. All right.
Wait, is there any other information about Tracy I need to know before we do this?
You're curvy, blonde, and you like beach volleyball.
Of course I do.
Ooh, nice.
Why wouldn't I like beach volleyball?
All right, Tiffany. Well, I guess we don't need to really give you a whole lot of advice. You just want us to do this for you. So we'll play a song. We'll come back, and then Brooke will call your boyfriend and put him to the test to see if he's cheating on you, okay?
Okay, great.
I feel like I'm the one that needs advice here. All right, let's do it.
All right, hang on. We'll do it right after this.
It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
This might be the first Awkward Tuesday phone call in history where we have to hit that little awkward sound effect right after the guy answers the phone. If you missed the first part of today's Awkward Tuesday phone call, Tiffany emailed us because she thinks her boyfriend of 2 months might be cheating on her. She recently logged back on to the dating website that they met on and found that his profile was still there, so she set up a dummy account and then messaged him, and he messaged back just with a smiley face emoji and hasn't answered since. But her request was to have Brooke call and pretend to be this girl and try to flirt with her boyfriend to see if he's actually cheating.
Now, I'm Tracy, who apparently really likes beach volleyball. What do I know about him from his dating site? Just so that when I talk to him, it doesn't come off like I'm a total idiot.
He has a dog who's a German Shepherd.
Okay.
He likes hiking. He likes being with his friends.
Oh, man. I can totally see why you fell for him.
Yeah.
I didn't ask you this, Tiffany, but if Brooke flirts with him and he's not interested at all, do you still want us to get on the phone and talk to him?
Yeah. At the end of the day, I want him to know that it's not okay for him to be on dating websites. Like, we're exclusive now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then I guess my next question before we dial the phone number would be for you, Brooke. Mm-hmm. If he does flirt with you and wants to hook up, when and where are you going to do it?
Yeah, do the studio.
You got to go all the way with this, right, Tiffany?
You can do this. I believe in you.
Okay.
Yeah, Brooke.
That turned sexy Brooke on. Hold on.
I'm going to dial the phone number right now while Brooke's turning sexy Brooke on. I don't know what knob that is that you're turning, but it's getting weird.
Okay,
all right.
That's
here we go.
Hello?
Hi, Philip?
Yeah, this is Philip.
Hi, Philip. Oh, gosh. Hi, this is Tracy.
I'm sorry. I think you may have the wrong number. I'm not sure.
So we matched recently on .com. Do you remember me? I'm the blonde. I play beach volleyball. I have that one picture of me in the bikini on the beach.
Here, let me pull out my computer.
It's the neon green bikini one.
Oh, yeah, Tracy. Hey.
Hi. So you do kind of, now you know who I am anyway.
Yeah. How did you, my number is not on there, so.
I know.
How did you call me right now?
I know, this is like really forward. I took your email address and I Googled it and I got your phone number.
I got to be honest, that's a little creepy for you to actually search my name and call me. I mean,
I know.
That's a little weird.
I'm sorry again, but you were just so cute. Like that picture of you and your German Shepherd.
Thanks. You're not too bad looking yourself. I got to say, you don't really sound like what I would imagine by looking at your picture.
That's funny. What did you imagine?
Well, I mean, you sound, you have a very mature voice, and I don't mean that in a, you know, disrespectful, rude way, but it's a lot older than I thought you would be.
Oh my God, that is so funny. You don't sound like I imagined either. You sound...
What?
I don't know. Like, you just sound funny.
In what way?
I don't know, like, just funny, but... I was going to tell you, though, I don't know, like, you obviously love dogs. We do this fundraiser every year for the Humane Society called Bikinis and Bones. You should totally come and bring your dog.
Yeah, that sounds great. I'll try to make it out. But hey, I'm pretty busy right now with some paperwork. I got to head out pretty soon.
Okay. Well, do you think... I don't know, like maybe we could continue this conversation in the future soon, like in person?
I mean, yeah, maybe.
I don't know what you have going on Friday night, but I was thinking, like, maybe Netflix and chill.
That's pretty forward.
Is it? I'm sorry. Oh.
I mean, you Googled me, and now you're asking to, like, hang out immediately. I'm sorry. I'm just really throwing me off here. Sorry.
I know. I'm kind of a go-getter. Like, if I see something that I want, I just, it's hard for me to say no to it.
Uh-huh. Okay, well.
So what do you think? Friday? It'd be really fun. And I could, I don't know, teach you some of my volleyball moves.
Don't really know what you mean by that, but.
All I'm saying is I do have an extra pair of knee pads.
Okay. It was good talking to you. Great to meet you. What?
I'll text you then?
No.
Awkward. No, please don't. What's up, Philip?
I'm sorry, Philip.
Hello?
Hi, Philip.
What's up, Philip? How are you?
Who am I talking to?
This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, and you were just having a conversation with Brooke from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Hi, Philip.
I'm lost here. What is Brooke and Jubal?
It's a radio show.
Okay, is this some kind of stupid radio prank or something?
Not really. I mean, kind of, but your girlfriend, Tiffany, actually emailed us about you.
Email about me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why, may I ask?
Because I found your dating profile, Philip.
Tiffany?
Yeah.
What? Have you been here the whole time?
Yes, I've been listening because I thought you might be cheating on me and I wanted to know for sure.
What?
So I got the radio host to try and flirt with you, but Brooke, what the hell was that?
What are you talking about?
I thought you were going to say some sexy stuff to him, not talk about your sweaty volleyball knee pad.
That was my clincher. That was my game closer. I thought for sure no man would say no to that.
Seriously, knee pads are your sexiest flirt move? It's no wonder he wasn't interested.
Oh, wait, so now this is my fault. Now I'm not sexy enough for your boyfriend to want to cheat on you.
I'm sorry. I just thought you were going to do something better.
Well, the good news is that he didn't say that he'd go out with me. He still said no.
Yeah.
Well, who could blame him?
Hey! That's just not even nice.
Oh, bro. Tiffany, why would you do that?
Because your profile is still active. What is up with that?
I mean, honestly, I forgot that I even had that dating website, but I had a notification one time. It just popped up on my phone that I had a message. All I did was respond to it just to be friendly. I wasn't, you know, flirting with this person at all.
You responded with a smiley face. You didn't say, like, sorry, I'm in a relationship, can't talk to you.
Okay, but that would be a little weird to say that.
You shouldn't have responded at all.
I mean, maybe you're right, but... I mean, you know I'm not cheating on you. You just heard me talk to whoever I was just talking to, and obviously I wasn't making any moves in that direction.
I mean, it kind of made me feel better, but you weren't telling her that you had a girlfriend. Mm. You kept talking to her, and
okay,
you were telling her
about
your
friendly.
Dog.
I'm not going to hang up on her.
I think what needs to happen from now on in your relationship, Philip, is as soon as you hear a female voice on the other line, you have to just yell, have a girlfriend, and then hang up.
Like you have relationship Tourette's.
Yeah.
I mean, no, he doesn't have to do that, but, like, he should be telling girls that he has a girlfriend.
Tiffany, I don't need to do that with every phone call. I'm just being a friendly, normal human being. I mean, they're right. I'm not going to just yell that out loud randomly.
I really feel like he was just trying to be polite, Tiffany. Like, honestly, I've been in a relationship for a while now. If some girl called me out of the blue and said, hey, I have knee pads, I'd be like, all right, let's talk a little more. Yeah. He was ready to get off the phone right after hearing that. Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel that you don't respect this relationship.
That's how you feel.
Yeah,
even though you just
maybe.
Tricked me on a radio station and embarrassed me, you feel like I don't respect the relationship.
I don't know. Maybe we should break up.
What? Whoa. Tiffany, whoa, how'd you get to this point?
Seriously?
Yeah, if you're just willing to talk to any girl that calls you or messages you and you give out information about Lucy, and maybe I can't trust you.
Whoa.
Okay.
No. Both of you. You guys are going way too far.
Okay, hold on. I just said I'm going to break up with you, and you said okay? I want you to fight for me.
Oh man. Oh man, you're exhausting.
I mean, what do you want me to say? You don't trust me, and now you want me to fight for you, and you're making it this sort of game thing, and if you want to get out, then I'm okay with that.
This is the easiest breakup ever.
No!
Tiffany.
Really? We're going to break up over this small little thing?
Well, I mean, there were other girls on that site that messaged me, and then I didn't respond. So, I mean, I guess I could go back to that and see if it works out with them.
Ooh.
Yeah, please. Go message them. Go on ahead.
Okay.
Tell them all about Lucy.
What? Like,
yeah, if that's what you want me to do, then I guess I'll do that.
Go ahead.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so.
This is messy.
Are we broken up then?
Yes.
I guess so.
No.
All right, perfect.
Again?
At least you guys are both in agreement. Tiffany, thank you for your Awkward Tuesday phone call. And Philip, sorry to ambush you on the phone.
It's fine.
Thank you. Because now I know the truth.
Do you, though? I feel like we learned no truth, other than you guys are probably not meant to be together.
Are we done here? Because I sort of have some messages to check, so.
Oh, my God.
We'll let you get to it.
Ouch.